for the Bebop Riders in today's very different adventure, The Tunnel of Trouble. Well, riders, our adventure for today began as a long passenger train slowly snaked its way west and south toward the Big Bend country of Texas. Of particular interest to us are two of the passengers aboard, a girl and a man. As they rode through the painted canyons and rolling plains, their minds were on a different type of beauty.
It's beautiful, Franny. Yes, sirree, real beautiful. Judging by these letters, we have hit on the prize sucker of the century.
Oh, it's beautiful, all right. Did you see the part where he just casually mentions using a 100-carat diamond as a watch fob?
Yeah, and the bit about having to hold down on his oil well so he don't end up owing the government more money than he makes. Oh, this jerk is some pigeon. Oh, there's one thing I don't quite get.
What's that, Pete?
Well, if the guy is so loaded with loot, how come he has to write to a Lonely Hearts Club?
Well, how should I know? Maybe he's as eccentric as he sounds. But he did write, and now I've got him.
Yeah, we ought to be able to swindle him out of plenty, huh?
I don't think so.
What do you mean? Worked on all the others. You meet him through these Lonely Hearts Clubs. We shake him down for what they're worth, and we skip. Why wouldn't it work this time?
Oh, it would work, but, I don't think I wanted to.
Huh?
This bird's worth more than just an ordinary shakedown.
Meaning?
Meaning that I wouldn't be at all surprised if I really marry this one.
Marry? You're crazy.
Boy, to judge by that picture, he's not bad looking. It might be interesting. For a while.
Yeah, but... Wait a minute. What do you mean, for a while?
What do you think? You should know I don't look good in an apron.
Well, then what did you mean about marrying?
Well, it's really quite simple, Pete. I'll marry this... What was his name?
Wales. Windy Wales.
All right. I'll marry him, and you'll murder him.
Murder?
That's right. After all, don't you think I'll make a beautiful, wealthy widow?
Windy! Hey, Windy!
Oh, Windman.
Oh, got it, Windy. Why don't you...
Oh, Windy, that's me. Yes, X?
Windy, I have a...
Doggone, I hope it ain't a job, because I'd hate to leave Rube right now. He's as sick as a dog. Matter of fact, I wish you'd send for the vet to look at him.
Yeah, all right. But first, I have one question to ask you. Who is Fran?
Oh, well, she... Oh, my gosh. How did you find out about that?
About what, Wendy?
Believe me, fellas, it was all a big mistake. You see, it all started with my answering an ad for a razzle-dazzle dishcloth.
What?
A new kind of dishcloth. Sounded like a good idea, so I read in for information. Only...
Go on, Wendy.
Well, somehow I got the wrong address, and instead it went to Harvey's Lonely Hearts Club. And the next thing I knowed, I was getting letters from this female woman.
Oh, no!
Well, shucks, it seemed only polite to answer, so... Well, I've been writing her ever since. There ain't no harm when she's so far away. Is there?
No harm at all when she's far away. Only right now, she's getting closer every minute.
Yeah, huh?
I just had a telegram for you, Wendy, from Fran. She'll arrive here at 4 this afternoon. And she's come west to marry you.
Oh, Windman, why you be make like train, huh?
Oh, fellas, come to think of it, you better send for 2 veterinarians. I feel sick, too. I think I better be getting back to the ranch. Rube ain't feeling well. He needs me.
Oh, no, you don't, Windy Wales. You're staying right here. You don't want to break the poor girl's heart, do you?
Oh, but doggone, I never said nothing about getting married. Shucks, I couldn't stand the inefficiency of a darn female.
Yeah, all right, Windy, but even if it is a mistake, you still owe it to the girl to meet her after a long trip like this.
Yeah, but... Oh, all right. Only one thing, fellas. Don't let her know I'm as broke as I am. She thinks I'm a millionaire, and I'd hate to disillusion her on that, too.
Yeah, we'll go along with the gag as long as she's here. But...
Hey, Ted! The train's coming.
And I'm going.
You're not going anywhere, Wendy. Stay put.
Oh, me. You reckon maybe the train won't stop? But maybe we could grease the tracks so that it'd slide right by or derail it or... Shucks, it stopped.
Do you see anyone, Tex?
No, not yet. Yeah, hey, wait, up there. That girl and a man that just got off. She's looking this way.
Wendy!
Oh, my gosh.
Wendy! Oh, Wendy, darling, to meet you at last.
What? Hey, oh. Now, ma'am.
Guys, you grabbed Tex.
Just a minute, ma'am. I'm not Wendy. I'm Tex Mason.
Oh, but the picture you sent me, I'd know you anywhere.
Picture? Well, I didn't... Wendy?
Yeah, well, I forgot to tell you, Tex. When she asked me to send her a picture, I sent one of you instead.
Oh, no.
Well, it was only because I don't take a good picture. They always look like me.
Then, you're Wendy Wales?
Yeah. Why are you looking at me that way, ma'am? You ain't disappointed, are you? Or are you?
Well, of course she's not. Are you, Fred?
Oh, what? Oh, no, of course not. Oh, but I should introduce you. Wendy, this is my little brother, Pete.
Little?
Put her there, Will.
Yeah. Just call me Lefty.
Hey, the train's pulling out.
Oh, but Wendy, darling, to meet you at last, I just got to kiss
hey,
you.
Now, you keep waiting, oh. Ma'am. Please, now, my horse Mabel is watching. She'll be jealous. You can't.
Wendy.
Sorry, B, would you... Oh, look out, Wendy. The man over the train is moving straight for you.
Look out, Wendy.
Wendy. He's out like a knife. No, Hook hit him right in the head and she was kissing him.
Wendy, are you all right? Wendy.
Give him air, son. He's coming to us.
Oh, Wendy, darling, speak to me.
Ma'am, please don't never kiss me like that again. I...
Wendy.
He'll be all right, ma'am. Just passed out again. Come on, boys. Let's carry him to the buckboard, and we'll head out for the ranch.
Tex.
Yes, son?
Tex, what do you think of this gal? Do you really think she means to marry Wendy?
Well, it's hard to say, son. I've been giving that a lot of thought myself. Seems to be serious, and yet, well, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, and that brother of hers. Golly, he looks like a thug to me.
Yeah, and yet, why should she come out here if she doesn't mean to go through with it?
You reckon maybe she's marrying Wendy for his money?
Oh, now, son, she... Hey, wait a minute. Yeah, you might have something there. I'd forgotten she still thinks that Wendy's a millionaire. Yes, you may have hit on something. Come on, son. Let's have a talk with Wendy.
Oh, he can't now. He rode off a while ago. He was to meet Fran down by the old mine tunnel.
Oh. Well, then we'll have to put it off. But in the meantime, I think I'll head into town and do some checking. Yes, we might learn something very interesting on our lonely hearts.
And I tell you, I can't go through with it, Pete. Oh, I'll do a lot for money. But marry this whale? Uh-uh. Why, I had to feed him some garlic to be sure he was breathing.
Yeah, but all this moody...
We'll have to be satisfied with that diamond he wrote us about. We better be able to get plenty on that.
From Phil the Fence?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know how he chisels on diamonds. Why, he's downright crooked.
Well, just the same, it's better than marrying that reluctant Romeo of mine.
But look...
Now, stop arguing and do what I told you. Get out of sight when whales come. Then when I kiss him, you slug him.
Yeah, but if...
Just do as I... I think I hear him coming now. Quick, Pete, duck back farther into the tunnel.
Okay, but I still think you're letting him off too easy.
Quiet. Wendy? Is that you, darling? I'm back here in the tunnel.
Ma'am, I...
Now, what's the matter with my little cowboy? You should feel happy. We're alone at last.
Yeah. Well, I got to get back to Ruth now.
No, stop that, Wendy. Come here and kiss me.
Oh, now, not that again, ma'am.
Kiss me.
But, ma'am, I... Now, ma'am, I just got to go see Ruth.
Holy smokes, this guy's for real. He goes right on talking after I slug him.
Never mind, Pete. He's out now, so roll him over and frisk him.
All I can say is he better have that diamond on him. If I had to kiss that walrus-faced moron for nothing, so help me, I'll kill him. Go on. Search him.
A bottle opener, a half an apple, two ticket stubs to the World's Fair, squashed banana.
Yeah, yeah.
Bottle of cod liver oil.
Oh, no.
And the heel off an old shoe. Well, that's all there was in that pocket.
And it's the last pocket. He doesn't have the diamond on him.
Oh, God, with all the trash he carries, you'd think he'd have at least one diamond. Hey, well, what do we do now?
Well, there's nothing to do except clear out.
What, and give up on the guy after coming all the way out here?
Well, what else can we do?
We can go through with the original plan.
You mean for me to marry him?
Yeah.
I tell you, I can.
You've got to, Fran. It won't be for long. Just as soon as you're married up with him legal, I'll bump the jerk off. Hey, he's coming too. I'd better clear up.
Oh, for Pete.
Just get the jerk to marry you. And remember, it ain't like you was losing your freedom. You're gaining a fortune.
But... All right. Come on, stupid. Wake up.
Did anyone get the license on that elephant to kick me?
Come on, Windy. Wake up.
Oh, it's you, ma'am. What happened?
You don't remember?
No, I... Oh, yeah. Now I remember. You kissed me. But... I'm all confused.
And you don't remember proposing to me?
No, I... Proposing? Oh, but I couldn't if I... Why, I'm a happy bachelor.
Oh, I'm not for long, Linda. Can you propose and I agree to get married right away?
Oh, no, I can't have been that unconscious.
Oh, Windy, what a way to talk. Well, I need someone like you to protect poor little me.
But, ma'am, you outweigh me.
Why, you... Listen here, stupid.
My name's Windy.
Your name will be mud if you try to get out of this. You propose to me, and you're going to marry me.
And that's what happened, fellas. She claims I proposed to her, and she says now I gotta marry her.
Golly.
Well, did you propose, Windy?
I don't know. But doggone, I gotta talk to Tex and find out how to get out of this.
Well, you can't talk to him now, Windy. He rode into town a while ago and he isn't back yet.
Yeah, it looks to me like you're hooked, Windy.
Now, cut that out, Irish. I tell you, I ain't gonna do it. So I proposed. Okay, then I'll unpropose.
You'll what?
I'll unpropose. I'll just up to her and her brother and tell them I ain't gonna marry her. And fellas.
Yeah, Windy?
If they kill me, look after Rube and Mabel.
Your job now, Fran, is to see that he don't get out of marrying you. Tell him your father has already ordered the ring or that the wedding plans are made or anything, but don't let him get out of it.
Well, don't worry. I can handle Wales. The others that have me worry. They aren't as dumb as he is.
Who is?
It's no joke in that, Pete. I'd smell a rat and foul up everything.
Ah, don't worry about them. I'll do some snooping and let you know if they start anything. I'll head over to the ranch house now.
Ma'am! Uh-oh. Ma'am, are you in there?
Corn-fed Cupid now. Just a minute, Windikin.
Okay, I'll slip out the back way. But don't forget, Fran, you almost got your fish now. So don't let him get off the hook.
I won't. Oh, but at times like this, I'm almost tempted to turn honest. Coming, stupid.
Ma'am, I... what was that you called me?
What? Oh, I called you Cupid, just a pet name.
Oh, well, ma'am, I have come to tell you...
That you love me, yes, I know, and I love you, too. Especially when you look so handsome.
No, that ain't it. I'm... handsome?
Of course, Windikin. Oh. And just look at the way your muscles show through the sleeves of that shirt.
Huh? Oh, well, them ain't muscles, ma'am. That's just the wrinkles in my red flannels, but...
Oh, no.
But, ma'am, like I was saying, I have come here to tell you...
I know, Windy. You've come to tell me one of your wonderful stories. I heard you're a marvelous storyteller. But please, Windikins,
Won't you tell me a story?
Well, one time I was trapping with Buffalo Bill and Annie Oakley. It was like this, you see. I was out one day.
Bobby, Mark, you see Wendy?
Last I saw her, he was heading over to unpropose to friend. Hey, but you look excited, Tex.
Sure, Tanner. You learned something in town?
Yeah, plenty, Harker. We weren't mistaken when we thought there was something suspicious about Fran and her brother. I was in touch with a newspaper gal named Gertrude and found out about their record.
You mean they're crooks?
Yeah, two of the crookedest crooks that ever lived. And they're dangerous. That's why I want to get to Wendy and Pat.
Well, golly, what are we waiting on? Come on, fellas, let's go.
And, ma'am, when I got done shooting and the dust cleared away, there wasn't a single buffalo standing. Why, even the one on the nickel in my pocket was lying down.
Oh, what Windikins, I can't believe it.
Oh, you can't, huh? Oh. Well, suppose I told it this way. Me and Buffalo Bill, we was out one... Did you say something, ma'am?
What? Oh, no. No.
Oh. Say, have you got a loose tooth, ma'am? You know, I used to whistle like that till they put in this pivot tooth right here. See? Here.
Never mind, Windigan. Just kiss me.
What? Oh, no, not that again.
I said kiss
now,
me.
Now, ma'am, you let go of me.
It's getting to be a habit. Is he out, friend?
What does it look like? What's the idea, Pete? Why'd you break in here hissing at me?
I had to. It was just over by the ranch house when Mason got back. He's wise to us.
What?
It's the truth. Must have found out that we're wanted by the cops back east, and he...
What? You in there! Open up!
Oh, my gosh, it's them witch rat.
Oh, not yet, we're not. We got our guns and we got whales.
Yeah, but how...
Open up in there! We know you're in there.
All right, Mason, we'll open up. But we're walking out of here, and you better not try to stop us. We got whales here, and if you don't do exactly what we say, so help me, we'll kill them.
What do we do?
Lordy, Bee, we can't let them shoot, Wendy.
And yet those two are wanted by half the police department.
What about it, Nathan?
Tex?
I guess there's only one thing to do, son. All right. Come on out. We won't try to stop you.
It worked, friend. They're going to let us go.
I didn't have much choice. Well, personally, I don't see why they'd ever miss whales. Well, all right, Pete, bring along our sleeping beauty, and we'll clear out.
All right, I'll my gosh, Frank, whales ain't here.
Now, Sarah, we must be.
Only he ain't. He must have come to and hopped out the back way.
Tex, did you hear that?
I sure did, son, and that's all I want to know.
Look out, friend, they're coming this way.
I'll stop them.
I'll fight them.
Grab a hot
gun.
You drop gun.
See, they go, you big ape.
That's for you, Pete, try that.
You did it, Tex. You got him.
Yeah, we got him. But bring him along, boys. We've got to find out where Wendy went. Wendy, what are you doing here in that stable?
Oh, howdy, fellas. Hey, have I got something to tell you?
Yeah, well, I've got a few things to tell you, Mr. Wales. Disappearing when the trouble started.
Oh, well, shucks, I knowed you could handle them.
We got them, but that's still no excuse for you to run off that way.
I didn't run off. I just come to see how Rube was. And, fellas, you'll never guess what that fool hound went and done.
What, Wendy?
Just look for yourselves, fellas. Over here in the stall. There. I want you to meet Nell, Carl, Max, and
hey,
this...
Hey, look! Puppies!
Yeah. Oh. That darn Rube, he went and had himself a batch of puppies.
He did? Oh, no.
Oh, well, shucks. I know now that he's a she. That ain't nothing to get upset about. From now on, we'll just call Rube Susie instead.
Oh, no. This is the end.
Yes, it is, Irish. Except for turning those two over to the sheriff, that is.
You're turning them over to the sheriff?
Well, of course, Wendy. They're wanted criminals.
Oh. Well, okay, only you better give the sheriff a warning when you do.
Huh?
Warning?
Yeah. You see, just tell the sheriff not to worry if they pull guns or knives or bombs or anything, but... Little boss, tell him, whatever he does, don't let her kiss him.
Oh, Wendy.